Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
Help, my dad is addicted to porn. Written by Caitlin McCaffrey. It's all too common for children to discover that their dad is addicted to porn. The experience varies through the generations. Baby boomers may have found their dad's stash of porn magazines under the paint cans in the garage or hidden in a closet. Gen Xers may have noticed a secret VHS tape behind the couch or in the trunk of the car. Millennials may have discovered something in the desktop browser history or walked in on their dad viewing pornography in the computer room. Gen Z may have caught a glimpse of a website, noticed a strange notification, or saw a porn app on their dad's phone. Perhaps you can trace your lifelong struggles with broken sexuality back to the influence of one fateful day, one image burned into your brain forever. Your dad's porn. Grievously for you, that day is not traced back to a stranger, but to your own father, adding to the complexity of your pain. You might be surprised to know that many of the men who seek help for pornography struggles at Harvest USA are married. Many of them do have children. This article refers to dad's struggles with pornography because in our ministry, we see this scenario more often than we see moms struggling with porn. But please don't mistake this to mean that women, moms, and grandmothers don't struggle with sexual integrity. They do. But for the purposes of this article, we're focusing on the experience of growing up with a dad who uses pornography. If this isn't part of your story, I invite you to acknowledge that there's a hidden demographic of people impacted deeply by sexual sin right in our churches, the children of those who struggle with sexual sin. How might God be calling you to minister more holistically to a family impacted by pornography use? Dad's secret is never really a secret. Pornography use, when it becomes life-dominating, or some may use the word addiction, always includes elements of deception. And this means that if you were the child of a dad addicted to porn, you grew up with shadows and secrets embedded into your home life. The painful truth is that dad's secret is never really a secret. It impacts the whole family, including the children. Look at God's good order in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4. It says this: Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. A father who is secretly using porn will engage with his family in deceptive ways and subvert the good order God has prescribed. Unrepentant pornography addiction, including patterns of deception that go along with it, cut down a father's ability to lead, disciple, and instruct his children. A father who pursues this deceptive path will provoke his children to anger and sow seeds of destruction. He unknowingly makes it difficult for his children to honor and respect him because of his pursuit of that which is base and dishonorable. Even when dads believe that their children don't know about their secret sin, they're developing a sinful way of relating to others that their children will experience. For you, maybe your dad was relationally aloof, dismissive, angry, impatient, selfish, demanding, or an indulgent lover of pleasure in other areas like food, entertainment, or spending. These relational dynamics are a mirror image of what is being pursued in pornography. Porn has no relational requirement and offers self-centered pleasure on demand while using others and diminishing their personhood. A father is deceived if he thinks that pursuing these things behind closed doors will not also train his heart and mind to engage with his children and his wife in this very same self-centered, utilitarian way. As a child, maybe you knew something was off, but you could never put your finger on it. Fathers who pursue pornography without repentance will create relational shockwaves in the very foundation of the family home, in seen and unseen ways. When dad is addicted to porn, children suffer. Austrian child psychiatrist Rudolf Dreikers has been quoted quite profoundly as saying, quote, "Children are keen observers but poor interpreters," end quote. Children of dads addicted to pornography may wonder if this is just something that dads do. Older teens may feel confused about sexuality and gender signals as they develop their own worldviews. Do all men use porn? Is this what it means to be a man? Adults grappling with their dad's pornography addiction may struggle with the confusing and awkward knowledge they wish they never had. Why do I have to know about this part of my dad's life? Why would he do this to my mom? One research analysis by Bonnie Young revealed that, quote, "Research looking at intentional versus accidental pornography exposure has found that the majority of pornography exposure among young people is accidental, and young children often encounter sexual media by circumstances beyond their control," end quote. Being exposed to dad's porn leads to a cascade of harm. For children under the age of 12, explicit images can cause developmental harm. Young goes on to cite her research on exposure to porn, saying, quote, "The findings of this study suggest that higher levels of depression, less life satisfaction, increased pornography viewing, more sexual partners, more acceptance of violent, coercive pornography during adulthood are all associated with earlier exposure to pornography," end quote. Now, it doesn't take research to affirm what God's word already makes clear. Harm comes when sex or viewing sexual imagery happens outside of God's intended venue, that of covenant love in marriage. The broken reality for a child whose dad is addicted to porn is that their initial exposure to porn was not by their choice or will. When dad is addicted to porn, children see mom suffer. For a two-parent household, when you know your dad is addicted to porn, you also know about ways that your mom is being harmed. The damage of this dynamic is profound. God has designed marriage to be a showcase for the honoring, cherishing, protecting, and providing love that signposts Christ's love for his bride, the church. Yet when a dad's pornography addiction is known, children see a perversion of this design. Dad is dishonoring mom. He is not choosing mom. He is not protecting mom. He has decided to bring another lover into the exclusive marriage covenant, pornography. Just as children will experience their dad's self-centered way of relating to them as he feeds his soul on porn, they will also see his lack of respect, honor, and cherishing love for their mother. Porn spreads and infects. This disregard cannot be hidden. Children see and observe when one parent harms the other, and pornography is inevitably harmful. A voice in the pain. our perfect Heavenly Father. In my experience ministering at Harvest USA, I'm on the front lines seeking to help churches give a voice to wives impacted by their husband's sexual sin. But a hidden ministry field often remains without a voice or help from within the church. The children. Psalm 142 gives voice to their isolation and pain. Here's what it says in verses 3 and 4. When my spirit faints within me, you know my way. In the path where I walk, they've hidden a trap for me. Look to the right and see, there is none who takes notice of me. No refuge remains for me. No one cares for my soul. A child, even an adult child, cannot process the grief and confusion alone, and they're not meant to. This psalm goes on to give a Godward, faith-filled direction. In verse 5, it says, I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. You can cry to your Heavenly Father, knowing that where your earthly father was not a refuge and not a protector, your God promises to be that and more to you, even into eternity. Every father falls short, even the very best ones. This is not to minimize the pain and impact from your father's pornography use, but please hear this. Your heart's longing for a perfect father is a good thing. In fact, it's God-given. You were designed to delight in and be protected by a perfect father. The incredibly good news of the gospel is that a perfect father is yours in Christ as you grieve the ways that your earthly father has failed you. Let your disappointments drive your tear-stained face to your God. Let the ways you've been sinned against drive you to the very same cross that your dad needs to. In your anger and resentment against your earthly father, God invites you to cry out and confess these things to Him who never sleeps, who sings over you as a perfect father, like it says in Zephaniah 3:17. In the complexity of your experience, in your wordless pain where your own voice fails, let the Psalms be your voice. You are invited, son or daughter, to come to a holy father who has always been what your father was not, perfectly righteous and exclusively for you in selfless love. Your heavenly father is always praying for you, Hebrews 7:25. He is perfectly holy, 1 Samuel 2:2. He is your provider, Genesis 22:14. He is the lifter of your head, Psalm 3:3. And he is the one who indwells your very heart, 2 Corinthians 1:22. And he will never die, 1 Timothy 6:16. Your longings for a perfect father find their fullness and their place in the triune God. If your story includes the pain of a dad addicted to pornography, remember, you are invited to receive the care of your perfect Heavenly Father today.